I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And I'm always learning something new, so welcome, Dr. Betty.
Thank you, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, I wanted to just continue on with the theme of low iron function, because we did talk the other week about certainly women who are menstruating and some of the issues associated with heavy menstruation and low iron function. But I also wanted to talk about low iron in postmenopausal women, because sometimes we see, for example, low iron women in women who are over 50, over 60. And we need to make sure that it's not associated, for example, with even small amounts of blood loss as a result of, for example, the growth of fibroids, polyps, and any other hormonal disorders. So sometimes when a postmenopausally, we sometimes see the growth of fibroids and polyps. And these can lead to either small amounts of blood loss that might not even be noticeable, or certainly if it is some blood loss that women are noticing, that's definitely an area of concern. Sometimes we even see, for example, in older women, cystitis. This is sort of a chronic inflammation of the ureter in the urinary tract. And when I do a dipstick analysis, so for example, when they do a urine test, I see traces of blood. Obviously, these women are not menstruating, so this is an irritation in the urinary tract, and it's causing the loss of small amounts of blood. So over time, this could also lead to anemia. So again, similar to what I mentioned before, it's not just a matter of looking at the levels in the blood work and saying, okay, I'm going to give you an iron supplement. The whole idea in naturopathic medicine is to identify the root cause of that low iron and identify what the root cause is, whether it's fibroids, whether it's polyps, whether it's something going on in the urinary tract, or if it's even a lack of absorption because of gastrointestinal inflammation.
So basically, no matter what your age, you could be anemic, and it could be as a result of the things you've just mentioned. And you can test for that and then give someone a solution so they can feel more energized.
Exactly, yes.
And if someone wants to talk to you about this or any other health matter and deal with it naturally, how do we reach you?
They can give me a call at 905-707-2001, or my website is thornhillnaturopathic.com.
Complimentary consultation, 15 minutes either by phone or in Dr. Betty's office. The number, 905-707-2001. That sounds spacey. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.